fourth pack of Ayas Mishnah 2. Behemesh and Nodal the Yontif Hakul Moidim Shimul Teres. If an animal is born on Yontif, you can eat it. We don't say it's something new because it was already edible even before it was born. If you would shechted the mother, then you could have eaten the fetus inside even without shechting the fetus. But Efrach Shiyotzim Nabeitza, a chick that was hatched from an egg, Hakul Moidim Shu also. Everybody agrees that one is prohibited to eat that on Yontif because it was not edible before it was hatched. As long as it's inside the it's developing inside, it's not edible by anybody. So it became usable. It's muktzah b'kitzah. It became usable on Yontif when it was hatched. That's muktzah. Sheichet chayv oif yontif beishamay oimim yachba b'deka b'yichasa. A chaya and a oif that are shechted, you have to do kisya adam. You're supposed to prepare earth for it. If you do not prepare it in advance, beishamay says, as long as the spade, the shovel was stuck into the ground, that's considered as partially prepared. You could use that as long as you don't crush the sand on Yontif. They say that's not enough. You have to actually designate earth for Kisya Adam in advance. If you don't, then you should not rely on this deka, and therefore should not shecht. But if you already did shecht, then b'diyevet, so you shouldn't lose out the mitzvah of Kisya Adam. You'll have to rely on that kula of as long as there was this shovel in the ground, you'll have to take out that earth because it's already partially dug out and it's partially designated. The last statement of the Mishnah, she'efet kira muchanu, the Gemara says a new statement. If you have ashes in your kira, in your oven, if they were made from before Yontif, they're not muksa because they can be used for covering the things. But the Gemara also says that if something was burnt on Yontif, its ashes are muksa because it's considered a new entity that was created on Yontif.